It's going to be one of those days. I can tell already. No, I don't think so. I don't know if you heard, we had a little preview of what's up next, the Two for Tuesday. That was kind of nice. A little sample of what's coming up.
I like that you're trying different things. Trying to do things new ways.
Yeah, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
I don't know if you've heard of all the Tesla Easter eggs.
No, I sort of, but yes.
You're going to love that story.
Cool.
In case you're wondering, there are no monkeys in the Cincinnati cemetery.
I was wondering about that.
I knew you were.
There's got to be a few, you would think.
Would you
three or four?
Hmm? Would you vote for The Rock
for president? I don't know. You know, as much as people are always saying, don't be doing this and that if you do this or that. You know, if you're a rock star or whatever, you're not supposed to say anything.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Yeah, there are occasional. I'm like, maybe we've had enough stars being president or whatever, you know, or the, in office.
For a minute?
Yes.
Let's give it a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with some people who know what they're doing.
And a man who accidentally shot himself in the penis. So that's coming up today. Also, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Worth $500 between now and four on 95.5 KLOS.
And you're okay? You were driving in. You said you almost
I almost got in an accident.
Yeah.
That was super weird.
That's not good.
I was driving to the 101 from the 405 to the 134.
And the 405 had a bunch of lane closures, right?
Yes.
Something. That was fun.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
And I was in the second to the right lane.
Right.
And a white truck just pulled right in front of me so much that I had to literally slam on my brakes as hard as I could.
I hate that.
And then I had noticed that the next lane was open, so I moved over a lane, and I thought, I need to get out of this person's way, and he, as I sped up, he pulled right into me.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm not kidding.
Wow, I am determined to run into you today, sir.
Like, he had it out for me. No, I don't think he
even saw you.
No,
I had no idea you existed, yeah.
And I was pretty sure we hit, but I didn't know for positive.
Right.
And I looked when I got here, and the mirror, you know how the newer mirrors have the fold-in feature?
Mm-hmm.
The right mirror had folded in.
Oh, so he did bump you.
Yes, but only that much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So just a light love tap.
That was it.
Uh-huh. Damn. Well, I'm glad you're here and you're fine.
I avoided a certain death.
Yeah, most of
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
There's a hell of a lot of rush on this radio station today. I think that Marcy played a couple as a tune just a little while ago. So more rush coming up.
Have you heard of Easter eggs?
Ishtar eggs. Oh, yeah. Like Doctor Who, one of the best episodes ever, is all about that Ishtar egg thing.
Yes. Apparently, there are Easter eggs in the Tesla.
In your Tesla car?
Yes.
Okay.
That I was unaware of. For example...
Maybe because you don't have a Tesla?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
That's probably why.
For example, there is the go to Mars in a Tesla.
I don't know what that means.
You just have to hold down the T Tesla logo on the display, and it turns into the face of... I mean, the surface...
Screen of, of Mars.
Yes.
As though you're driving... Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's got to be really safe on the freeway. Maybe that's what the guy that cut you off was watching.
Oh, could be, yeah.
Was he in a Tesla?
If you want to get into the holiday spirit, you just say, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
And the screen changes to... Santa Claus on a sleigh.
And it gets super cold.
There's a lot of these things that
they're
just
kind of cool
now discovering.
Oh, really?
The Christmas show, the model Christmas show, you get out of the car, and once you do, it starts to blare holiday music, flash its lights, and open all its doors in synchronized dance.
Wow. That's... Wow.
Yes. If you want to go into space where it looks like you go to warp speed.
Yes, please.
You say ludicrous mode. And you do that.
And that would be space balls, basically.
Correct.
A nod to that.
Let's see. What's one of the others? Turns into a James Bond submarine car. There's a bunch of these different Easter eggs that a lot of people have been finding out about.
Can you actually drive it underwater? I mean, I would try for sure.
No.
I'm going to try.
No.
I'm going to take it for a test drive.
I wouldn't. The latest one that I saw yesterday, I found incredibly funny. If you'd like to play that audio.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Open butthole.
So the code
is open butthole.
Yes.
And then
the little charger thing pops out.
How odd. bad.
You literally say open butthole. What?
Who came up with that?
How is that possible?
How drunk were they in the night of putting together the Easter eggs? Did they get to that
like
point?
I mean, there's like 30 of them. There's like 30 Easter eggs.
Oh, so wait. So if you're driving in a Tesla right now.
Yes. Open butthole.
Yes. Please let us know if that worked for
if
you.
If something popped out.
Yeah, as
we'd like to, we'd like to know at 818-955-KLOS. That is the song that should be on the trailer for that movie that you showed me about zombies in Vegas.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that. It's coming out in May. Army of the Dead. And that is Devorah there, not dead yet. That would be perfect as a theme. Yeah, you guys need to look this up. Army of the Dead. It's actually taking place in Vegas. It's a bank heist, but it's during a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
There's like, and they move fast.
They run. Yeah. These are running zombies.
Yes, they're making out even. Did you see that?
See
there's
that.
A dead Elvis impersonator trying to, I mean, it looks awesome.
It looks good.
I can't
yeah.
wait for this movie. But that should be the theme song, not
yes,
dead
it
yet.
Should.
Devorah, yeah. Great stuff.
All right. This is the headline. No monkeys found in Cincinnati cemetery after multiple 911 calls overnight. Now, this is the difference between you and me.
Right.
If you heard that there were monkeys in the cemetery,
yes,
what do you do?
I would go. If
what?
I could, if it's close enough, I'd head on down there.
Oh, wow. I thought
would
we would differ in that, that you
love
would
to.
Differ in that, that you would wait and see, and I would be the one that ran down there.
Oh, no, no. For monkeys?
Yes.
And something like that, I would go. I remember I used to try and get friends to, there was a cemetery near me, and anytime there was storms, I'd be like, let's go hang out in the cemetery, you know?
Just because it looked cool?
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I would have been there, especially if there were monkeys.
Yeah. So, in this particular case, there's more than one 911 call
That's
from
weird.
People saying they saw monkeys in the cemetery.
Okay.
So, not just one person that was on taking an acid trip or something. People saw monkeys.
Chimpanzee Minky.
Yes. So the police showed up
right.
and sort of staked out the cemetery.
Sure.
And people like you and me started going
oh, yeah.
down to the cemetery to look for monkeys.
Oh, yeah. It was a dark and stormy night.
Right. Listen to this news audio.
Okay.
Okay, by now you have to have heard about the monkey business, right? Some people swear they've seen monkeys on the loose in East Price Hill today. It is a bizarre story that has absolutely captured the attention of the tri-state and beyond.
You go straight to hell, sir. You go straight to hell.
Reporter Raven Richards on the case to find out if it's even true.
It sounds like one of those stories you'd hear straight out of Florida, but it's happening right here in East Price Hill.
Now, everybody's taking swipes
at Florida. They're taking a swipe at Florida just talking about their own state.
Five monkeys are reportedly on the loose. Some believe it and some don't.
Oh, my God. It's the beginning of 12 Monkeys.
Oh,
one of my favorite movies ever.
I love that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was over there and it shot that way.
Okay. All right, hold up.
I was over there and it shot that
way. Go back to that guy.
Yeah,
this is the problem with the people who tell the stories is that this guy's talking about the monkeys. Automatically makes me doubt it because he's a shaky witness at best. But he runs over to the cemetery.
Right.
All right, now play it.
I was over there and it shot that way.
And he shot that way.
Keep going.
Charles Delph.
Looked like it was about... that tall.
About 3 feet tall.
Yeah,
not
so
even
tall.
Three, maybe 2 feet tall.
Okay. Well, that's a good chimpanzee size. That's believable so far.
He continues.
The Minky.
Says he saw one of the monkeys Thursday morning.
Peter York? Or...
He decided to search after hearing about the unusual story.
But then I was making them like gorilla sound, and once I brushed the tree, that's when it was about this tall, shot that way.
Wait, did he say he was making gorilla noises?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. To try and draw out the chimpanzee.
This is the problem with this kind of story, is that guy at the cemetery is making gorilla sounds. To try and pull out monkeys.
I'm gonna go see Uncle and put some flowers on his. There's monkeys in here!
That's that dude.
Wow.
That's the problem with witnesses like this.
Right.
All right, continue.
The video circulating on Facebook allegedly shows monkeys in trees near the St. Joseph Cemetery at night. We're still waiting for permission from the woman who posted the video to use it. I talked to several neighbors in the area. None reported ever seeing any monkeys. Wendy Gartrell took a look, too.
Had to go get my vaccine, came back, and then I seen this guy running.
This is okay. All right, so this is a woman who went down to the cemetery and saw the dude running.
Right, after getting her vaccine, at least.
Yes, she got her vaccine first.
That's right.
And then she went straight to the cemetery and saw the dude going,
I'm drawing out the monkeys.
Came back, and then I seen this guy running. So I'm like, okay, if I get to sight a monkey, let me see it.
She didn't see one, but does she believe it's true?
Five of them seems kind of outrageous, but you know what? I'm from Price Hill. Anything's possible in Price Hill.
So she would believe two monkeys, but when you get to like five monkeys in the cemetery in the middle of the night,
for that's no when it gets reason. Good. That's when it gets. So we have the guy who is making gorilla sounds.
Sure.
Like and now do. We have her.
Right.
Those are the only two witnesses they talk to.
Who's vaccinated, at least.
Yes, exactly.
Cincinnati police cannot confirm whether or not the monkey story is true. And Cincinnati Animal Care is also investigating, but no one has reported any sightings to them. Mm. In East Price Hill, Raven Richard, WCPO 90.
So she's saying, Raven Sam, the reporter there, saying that she was going knocking on doors.
Yes.
And saying, hi, have you seen any monkeys?
Yes.
Can you imagine that to your job? You gotta stick a microphone in their face and say, good evening, I'm with the news. Have you seen, any monkeys in the cemetery? Now, there was a gentleman down there making monkey noises.
I want this to be real so badly.
Me too.
I really want
Where
it to be real.
Where would they have come from? Why are they only out at night?
They interviewed somebody at the zoo there, the Cincinnati Zoo. And right. They were like, hey, where would monkeys come from? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Right.
Oh, our monkey cage is plenty secure.
We have an update on the monkey situation in Cincinnati. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We go to our reporter, Kevin. Hi.
Monkeys have escaped from a private collection.
Ah, so those chimpanzees were for real.
Yes.
That guy was not imagining
Five of them.
Five chimpanzees someone let out of their personal collection?
How great is that?
What are you doing?
I don't know, but that guy's not saying a word. And everybody else is scouring the cemetery.
Why'd they go to
Cincinnati?
The cemetery?
I don't know. That's
those
where
are
they
cool
were,
monkeys.
That's where they were spotted first. Hey, we should go hang out in the cemetery.
That is awesome.
All right, let's give away some money, shall we?
Yeah. It's like $500 right now if you can tell us what this song is and who it's by.
It is our 1 second of nonstop rock.
You got to be caller number 13, 818-955-KLOS. If you know this song, you figure out the number on your own. Here you go. Okay, what is that? I don't think that one's going to be very easy.
818-955-KLOS.
It sounds kind of crazy. I like it. Don't ever whisper at me. That's gross. Weird.
It's Kevin and Slago. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, they've hung up. They didn't want the money.
That's a shame. So let's take the next one.
All right. Hi, KLOS, who's this? Sound like Clark Ingram there for a second.
Hello?
Hi, KLOS, who's this? Yeah.
Hello? I mean, let's go again.
That's weird how that happens. It seems like they'll be two in a row, three in a row, that just hang up occasionally when they...
KLOS, hello?
Hello.
There we go.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just driving to work.
All right, and you're calling for the contest?
Yes.
Well, thanks to some people hanging up, you are the correct caller now. What's your name?
Paul.
All right, we're going to play this little bit at you, and if you can tell us what it is and who it's by, we'll give you $500.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, here you go.
What is that?
Sound like Van Halen. I don't know, Eruption?
Nope,
that is incorrect.
But thanks for trying, and thanks for actually not hanging up before we played the game.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Take care. So $1,000.
Between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hearing voices again.
Yes, I was. The Rock.
The Rock.
Has been talking a lot.
A lot.
Or I guess I should say a lot of people have been asking him about whether he would run for the president of the United States.
Is that because of San Andreas? Because he just pulled that off so well and seemed like the person to turn to in a true emergency?
46% of Americans said they would vote for him.
What?
Now, having said that, I don't think anybody knows his politics particularly.
Who cares? It's The Rock!
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have to clarify what he believes, and it may not be what you believe. And
do you smell what I got cooking in the White House? Come on.
I don't feel like you just want to vote for like a celebrity for president.
Yeah, it's 2021. That's what people do now.
It seems like perhaps that didn't work out as well as we'd hoped.
Wait, I know that name. I'll vote for that.
Listen to this report on The Rock.
All right.
The intention wasn't all of a sudden to have the talk about me running for president again. Right.
Dwayne Johnson has set his sights on a higher calling, but only if it's what the people want.
A united country, as we know, is its strongest, and I want to see that for our country.
In a preview of his upcoming interview on Sunday Today with Willie Geist, the 49-year-old actor revealed he's open to running for president.
This guy's only 49?
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't
it? What? He's 49? Damn.
I'll run for president if that's what the people
sure.
want.
Sure, yeah. You know, if you're 49. Sure.
I do have that goal to unite our country, and I also feel that if this is what the people want, then I will do that.
I don't think they want that beat music behind
you. Oh, they love it.
This new statement has fueled Johnson's latest round of political speculation, which was kicked off last week with a poll from Newsweek. The poll found that at least 46% of Americans would support the actor's presidential campaign.
I just want to learn as much as I possibly can.
And I understand you're taking some under-the-radar meetings to possibly run for president.
It's just really to understand more and to learn more.
In 2018, Johnson confirmed reports that he had secretly taken meetings to consider a potential campaign.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why would somebody who has such an incredible life,
right,
give up all of that?
Well, they don't necessarily give. I know what you're saying, but yeah.
To do that. Run for office.
To be a public servant.
Yes. But you're sort of guaranteed that half the country's going to hate you?
Yeah, I would think.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, he is, I got to say, one of the few people I think seems really cool. I haven't ever heard
yes,
anything.
Yes, but again, he's going to have to.
But what the hell does he know about running a country? I mean, why this fascination with, oh, I recognize that name, let's vote for
him.
I like
that guy.
Yeah.
He should be president.
That's crazy. I mean,
just like to announce that I'd run as well, if that's what the people want.
I'd vote for you. Why not? I mean, like John Wilkes Booth. I mean, why not? An actor. Let's make him president. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's just maybe let's take a cycle
deep breathe.
Off.
Yeah. All right.
Let's not do it. Yeah. No. We're good. He's going to run if that's what the people want.
Yeah.
That's the update.
Okay. All right.
Good times.
Good to know. I want you to run, so
nope.
I'm the people. Hey!
I would be a great president, though.
You would. I had a twofer from Led Zeppelin now. Not a block party here. A rock block. Somewhere else. That was somewhere else. It's Led Zeppelin and twofer on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've been talking off the air about talents that we have that nobody cares about.
Useless, but interesting talents we have.
So we thought we would open up the phones and see if you also have talents that no one really seems to care about.
Tell me exactly how you described yours.
Mine, I am Luke Skywalker of Parallel Parking.
Which would really come in handy in New York, but not
yes.
too much here occasionally.
And
but what did you say you expected when you get out
well,
of the car?
Well, I mean, if you just try it once and you make it,
yeah.
you get out and you expect like,
people are like whoa!
Yes,
standing ovation.
And life keeps going. It's like, wait, hey, people, you didn't see what just happened? Zero people
yeah.
care.
Bah. I would. I'd be pretty impressed. I do always watch people when they're parallel parking because it's funny. Oh, yeah. You know, like to see if they're going to go up on the sidewalk or if they're going to smash into my car.
Which happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But have you ever clapped if they did it well?
If I was with somebody.
You're the problem.
Yeah.
Well, what's your talent that no one cares about?
I can wiggle my ears as I demonstrate. Yeah, I would have to take my headphones off to demonstrate. But
how did you figure out that you had that talent?
I saw someone.
Talent, I need to put in.
Yeah, exactly. Very handy. Comes in. Saves lives.
Does it?
Yeah, I was like 12 and I saw people do it and I wanted to do it. So I was laying in bed and I figured I got to find the muscles. There must be muscles to control
so
those.
So you really put thought into it.
Yeah, I did. And I found them. I found those muscles. And I had to get up and go look. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're wiggling. And usually it either freaks people out. Kids always love it. So I always amuse my friends' kids.
Oh,
by
interesting.
Doing it. Yeah, sort of like winning. It's
hey,
like winning a dog.
Weird guy with the ears.
Yeah. See, it's the only thing he's good for. And I'm pretty bored with it. Let's get out of here. But yeah.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
again.
All right. So you have a talent that no one cares about.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
That's just sad. That's sad.
I mean, not really.
No, it's sad.
Maybe like I shouldn't be so proud of myself.
Yeah, because it's sad.
It's sad.
No, it is another.
No, I'm saying it's weak.
Yeah.
But
when
it really goes well,
you're like, boom. room.
I just look around like, just someone give me a thumbs up.
No. So keep that in mind. When you're in traffic from now on and you see someone pull off a perfect, you just let them know.
Give them a little something.
Yeah.
Just a little something.
Come on, improve the world.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You have a talent.
Starting things early.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We were taking calls on talents that you had that nobody cared about. And the first guy called and said, I have a talent. And then the phones went dead.
So we're thinking he's got some sort of ability to destroy phone systems.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well done, sir. That was awesome.
So the phones are dead as of right this second.
It's going to make the contest a little difficult.
We're going to try and get it reset by the time the contest comes around.
Yeah, because right now you can't call us. I was thinking maybe we could go out on the street, do it the old-fashioned way. You know?
I'm not positive that's a great idea.
Hold up the phone here, listen to this little bit, see if you can figure it out.
I would like to talk for 1 second about what's going on with ArcLight.
Yeah. Pacific Theaters.
Because I love ArcLight.
Yeah. ArcLight is one of my absolute favorite theater chain. Well, absolute favorite theater chain ever.
So they come out and they say we're not reopening.
Yeah. Now, last I had heard, they were staying closed through the pandemic to make sure that everything is safe when they did reopen. That was their last tweet. And then, all of a sudden, they're like, we have been decimated. The company is toast. We cannot. We have 300 screens in California, and we are not able to reopen.
But the statement makes no mention of bankruptcy protection or reorganization or selling any of the properties.
Very weird. And
is it a negotiating tactic?
That's what I have to wonder. But I mean, you know, they own the Cinerama Dome, which is in itself the building is a landmark.
Yeah,
they can't
agree.
Tear it down. That doesn't mean they couldn't turn it into a bookstore or whatever. You know, if somebody doesn't come along and run it, I mean, clearly
somebody wouldn't want to run that theater.
Yeah. I'm just afraid of who. I mean, because
ArcLight Hollywood. As well as attached to the dome, right?
Yeah. Those other theaters, yeah. Which is, I mean, I've seen so many movies in there. It Might Get Loud was in there. Was just, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And I actually went to the dome not too long ago when they brought back their very first movie was Mad World and Cinerama, and they actually showed it there on that screen.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah, it was amazing. But
so I don't understand what's happening because they are saying it's a done deal.
Yep.
They're not reopening.
Not going to happen. And I mean,
But then they're saying, but they might be renegotiating rents.
I hope that's the deal. I'm fine with that. I don't care what they do. If they come in at a cheaper price for them,
but
fine.
But they're not saying anything about that.
No, they're saying they're done.
They're just saying they're done, which is...
But not any explanation.
Right.
That's just
what's weird.
Yeah.
Because if they went bankrupt...
Well, there's much more local than, say, AMC. So that's why AMC is fine. They're still going.
Right.
And like some other companies have bought some of the other theaters in town.
It's a small percentage of theaters.
Yeah. But the best. They are the best.
I agree.
If you're going to see a movie, you know, you want to see it perfectly, especially here in this town.
Agreed.
You know, you need that Cinerama Dome. You need that ArcLight experience.
I went to Sherman Oaks one 1,000 times.
Me
that was my home theater. So every
100%.
Time a movie came out, I'd look for a time. And
no ads before the movie. I hate that so much.
Yep,
like watching TV.
But I'd rather they reopen an ad and have ads.
I want them to do it exactly like they've been doing. A little dude comes in and is like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This movie runs 1 hour and blah, 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 blah.
Right, but they're not doing that.
No, they're not. It's just dark and dead. It's terrible.
It's an odd story, and we'll continue to follow it.
Yes.
But it just makes zero sense.
For a little more information, I would suggest you, if you care, go to Vintage Los Angeles on Twitter or Facebook. Allison Martino always stays on top of these things, and she's got some pretty good information about it. They were talking on Fox News last night about the Cinerama Dome, and you can see that video on Vintage Los Angeles is the name of it. And I see our phones are ringing finally.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good. We'll be able to do the contest in just a couple minutes.
All right. If that guy doesn't shut us down again.
Tis the Toyota Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The phones are working.
Yay! We got them fixed.
Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop raw.
Which is really hard to play if you don't have phones. But
Correct.
We haven't paid our bill in so long, and they finally just shut it down.
We did, we think, get it working again.
All right, good, yes.
So this is worth $1,000.
Take a close listen. Be caller 13 818-955-KLOS if you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. Here you go. Now's the time to call. Good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
My bad.
1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Oops. We have Tom from Corona on the phone, and let's play him the clip, and then let's see what the answer is. Tom, you're the correct caller.
Well, I told you there's this like weird phone thing going on, and I don't know what the hell it's all about, but maybe. All right, Tom. Sorry. Here you go. Here's your clip.
What is that?
It was Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Yes, it was. $1,000. Nicely done.
All right. Just play the actual solution so everybody playing along at home can hear the whole damn thing. That's where it is. Ah. All right. Well done, Tom. It is a Toyota free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, don't they? All right, innit? Sorry. I'm going to open a beer on the air now.
Listen, everything's not going well today, but...
Yeah, so let's have a beer. That should help.
It's Taste Test Tuesday.
Ah!
Tell me about the beer before you open it.
This is one of the oldest beers, apparently, in the world, or so I was led to believe. It's actually from Egypt.
Okay.
And the actual mix thereof, it's called Nora, was been mentioned in the 9th century, and there's some pretty funky stuff in here. Tree bark, so Yul Gibbons would be on board.
Tree bark,
a little bit of absinthe.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, it's like a very old mix of beer that's been around forever. And I love the writing. It's Egyptian, but it looks Hebrew.
It does
actually
look pretty cool.
Yeah. So, let's open this sucker up.
All right.
Wow, this was $7.50 I just saw.
That's all?
Yeah. For this ancient beer.
And it's an ancient beer?
Yeah, yeah. It's been around forever.
Well, that sucks.
I'll pour you some out.
All right.
And this is from Galco's. You know that place.
And then pour one out for your homie.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops, I poured it on the floor. What do you think?
Oh, that's not bad.
That's pretty good. Wow. So they know how to make beer.
That's
in Egypt from
that's
way
kind
back
of Guinness-y.
Yes.
If but that's a thing.
Better-y. Guinness-y, but better-y.
That's not bad at all. Mm. Sort of like that.
I think you want a little more, don't
mm-hmm
you?
All right. Rather than the espresso stout that we're going to get next?
Well, yeah, we got a beer here with some coffee mixed in. That seemed like an interesting idea. Wake your ass up while you're putting yourself to sleep. So this is all from Galco's in like the Eagle Rock area.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I love that little weird store.
That's a store that has like all old things that are or out of date things.
Yeah, like when Jolt Cola was completely gone for a while, you could actually find it there at Galco's. Of course, now it's back pretty much everywhere. That's some good beer.
It's pretty good.
That is nice. It's crisp.
Crisp.
Pretty crisp.
All right, espresso stout.
Yeah.
Do we have to do this? Because I like the first one.
Yeah, no, let's finish the first one. I think you're right. I think I kind of like that better.
So we're not going to try this
one?
No,
let's just finish this one off, right? Because it's red. Wait, do you have some chips, too?
I do have some chips, yes.
These came from Trader Joe's.
Chips and pineapple salsa.
Oh, nice. Pineapple salsa?
Yeah, pineapple salsa. Right. I like that we already bailed on one of the beers.
No, I'm like, yeah.
We only had two.
Yeah. Can you reach that?
Yep. I can reach anything when it comes to food.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Kind of sweet.
Kind of sweet.
Pineapple salsa.
Pineapple salsa.
My name is Kevin. There's a problem in my brain.
That's actually pretty good.
That is good.
And then we have the keto fudge bites.
No, I don't know about that.
What is keto? Does that just mean...
I always thought it was like...
It's just like...
It's not seaweed. That's kind of what I always thought keto was. No, it's not that at all, is it?
No.
I don't know what the hell it is, but it's a fudge bite, so I will... It's too bad there's no weed in here.
It's no carbohydrates, but a lot of... Isn't fudge carbohydrates?
Yeah, it's usually... Yeah, that's pretty good. It's not very sweet. Usually fudge, like, knocks you on your butt because it's so sweet.
It's kind of like... A little nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of air.
Yeah.
But yet it has that chocolate fudge flavor, so you can eat that
at first.
You're dying.
But then as soon as you bite into it, it goes away.
Yeah. 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 That's kind of weird.
Keto sucks.
What's his phone number? What's it doing later? All right.
Let's have another beer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Taste Test Tuesday.
You guys enjoy this while we drink.
Yeah. And eat. And burp.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know what we forgot to mention for Taste Test Tuesday?
Dodger Dogs.
Dodger Dogs tonight.
Why aren't we eating some right now? There's a game at 7:05 tonight.
There is a game, and we would like you to send us your Dodger Dog selfies.
Yes, and drink this beer with it, this Nora beer.
Correct.
Insanely good. Are you stealing our chocolate? Someone just came in here and is stealing our chocolate.
It's all right. We'll let it go.
All right.
So if you're at the Dodger game tonight,
yeah,
and you're eating a Dodger dog,
we want to see you
tonight or
that.
Anytime.
Yep.
Take a Dodger dog selfie and send it to us at Kevin and Sluggo.
And yeah, we'll see who does the best Dodger dog consumption, and we'll pat them on the back.
And yeah. We can give you a shout out and everything else. So if you're at the Dodger game,
eat that dog.
Eat that dog. Take a selfie. Send it to us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about people who injure themselves.
That's fun.
Very publicly. And then we're going to take your call. We're going to try and take your calls.
Yeah, everything works.
Depending on the phones.
Yeah.
Of you publicly hurt yourself and you were humiliated.
Yeah, what led this? You have a weird story here.
In North Carolina, a man accidentally shot himself in the penis.
How do you do that? I don't. What?
Inside the Food Lion grocery store Friday night. According to police. A 46-year-old man was inside the store in the bread aisle. I don't know why they put that. When something caused a handgun tucked into the waistband of his pants to fire.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Safety first of all. Don't have it tucked in there. What are you planning on? Come on.
A witness said, I turn around and I see him grab his crotch.
What a pervert.
And I ran out.
Pow!
Can you imagine, like, 1 second you're shopping, and the next second...
For bread.
Yes. And the next second you've blown your unit off.
I mean, unit. That is the best word ever.
That seems rough.
Yeah. And, I mean, just imagine being in the store, and you hear that sound, and you turn around, and dude's like, being Michael Jackson, grabbing himself or whatever, and it's got to be some blood.
That has to be so embarrassing.
Why? Oh, yes.
What do you mean, why?
I just had to...
He shot his penis in the middle of a store.
How do you do that, too? I mean, that's pretty good aim.
I mean, if the,
was it just... I know, but just...
If it's right inside your...
Half-mast? I don't know. I mean, that's pretty...
I can't help you with how.
Good.
I just know what happened.
Yeah.
And it was very public. And I do love the witness that said I turn around and see him grab his crotch.
Like you do when you get shot in the
because
penis.
That seems not ideal.
No.
So we want to take your calls if you were injured in a public and embarrassing way.
Yeah. Yes, please.
You were injured publicly, maybe injured yourself.
Ridiculously, maybe.
See?
Come on.
Because
yes,
you
kind of
in,
totally
sure.
silly. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So if it's public and you hurt yourself, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS. Let's never do that again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about you hurt yourself in a public, embarrassing way. You have a story for us?
So I was skateboarding down a San Francisco hill.
Wow.
Yes.
And this was about nighttime, about maybe like 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a club to the left of me, and I'm on the sidewalk. And there's a line going out the door and around the corner. This bouncer puts his foot out in front of my skateboard. I take it in the skateboard, and I start tumbling down. And I hurt my shoulder, broke my phone, scraped my pants, knees scraped.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, what was that about?
I know. I guess he doesn't like skateboarders. I have no idea. And then 5-6 bouncers come outside, and then they're like, they were all mad at me for skateboarding in front of the
wow.
club.
Come on,
that yeah, takes a certain amount of
yeah.
something to
yeah.
say. Hey,
yeah.
I just tripped you. How dare you skateboard?
I just broke some of your bones. How dare you?
Exactly, man. Wow. That's exactly how I was. Doing.
Skateboarding is not a crime.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to hide from my aunt. She was kind of like window shopping. And I saw her coming into the store that I was at. And I took off running towards another room.
Right.
But as I approached it, as I approached that other room, it turned out to be a mirror. And I had my cousin in my arm.
Oh,
and we
man.
Both crashed into the mirror.
Oh.
At such a hard rate. I'm surprised I didn't bust the mirror in pieces.
I feel like I would have really felt bad about hurting myself, but if I had my cousin in my arms,
yeah,
that
yeah.
would be so much worse.
Yeah, especially unless you don't like your cousin.
Yeah. Did you like your cousin?
I love my cousin.
Okay. Oh, okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and you hurt yourself publicly in an embarrassing way. You have a story?
When I was 11 years old, I had to climb up the roof and hold a piñata.
Okay.
saw the patio, it was actually like some type of fiber or plastic. Unfortunately, I misstepped and stepped on that plastic, and I fell on one of the guests.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Did you say you fell on a guest?
Wow.
Yeah. So I did that in front of all the guests, all my family. So every single time there's a piñata, they want me to climb up the roof. I'm 40 years old now, and I'm like, oh, no way I'm doing that. Not happening.
That's awesome. Your family rules.
Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for our 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a quick little clip, and you be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win
$500.
$500.
Yeah. We've picked a new little clip, and we hope you enjoy it. So here you go. Take a deep breath. See if you know what this is. Now's the time to call.
Why did they need to take a deep breath?
I don't know. You know, just to clear your ear palace or something. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, you're caller 13. Congratulations.
Oh, you don't say.
I do say.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
There you go.
Do you think you know what the little clip is, that 1 second of nonstop rock?
I sure hope so, but I'm looking forward to hearing it again.
All righty. Well, on the count of three, tell us the name of the song and who it is, and you got yourself $500. Here you go. Oh, I forgot to count to three. But anyways, what do you think that is?
It sounds like Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Nope.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Thanks for playing with us, though, man.
Thank you.
Means tomorrow at 3 o'clock, it'll be worth $1,000.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What do you think when you hear Easter eggs?
Doctor Who, one of the best episodes ever. I love that episode with the Easter eggs on the DVD. And
movie series like Star Wars, like occasionally you'll see something that's referenced to a movie a couple of movies ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that they would be in a car, but the headline here is there are Easter eggs hidden in every Tesla. Even the most diehard fans of the brand don't know about.
But that's kind of weird. You mean actual eggs, like as opposed to
Easter eggs?
Oh, okay. No.
Okay. For example, set the mood with the romance mode. Once activated, romance mode turns the display into a fireplace. Sounds of crackling accompany it, and it plays Marvin Gaye's hit song Sexual Healing.
Wow, so you drive to the beach with your Tesla and your special whoever, and what do you say? What's the word to activate?
If owners want to set the mood, all they have to do is tap on the graphic that looks like fire in the Easter egg menu.
Oh, in the Easter, there's an Easter egg menu.
Apparently.
Is that a hidden menu as well, probably?
But most of these are not in there.
Oh, okay.
The Tesla charge port puts on a light show, charging the Tesla. They've inserted an Easter egg into the charge port. With the plug inserted into the car, the user has to click the button on the charger 10 consecutive times.
Oh, all right.
And then the port starts flashing all different kinds of neon colors.
Cool. I love that. I love that you have to access these kind of things in weird ways. And then a lot of times you just have to find out. You just kind of
sometimes
from
they can update them just with a software.
Oh, nice.
Software update. So they can do it to your car after you have it.
Right.
You can go to Mars, of course, in a Tesla. All owners have to do is hold down the T Tesla logo on the display at the top.
And it actually shoots you into space and towards the red planet?
It prompts users for a code, and then you enter the word Mars.
And then you're there with gasping for air.
And the screen will switch over to show the red planet's rugged terrain. Oh. Drivers will even see a graphic of their car turn into a rover.
Okay, that's really
not as
weird.
Cool as being on Mars.
Right. But. Next best thing.
Christmas show. It's as simple as holding down the Tesla logo and typing in holiday. A window pops up labeled Model Xmas Show that asks drivers to exit the car. Once they do, the car will start to blare holiday music, flash its headlights, and open all the doors in a synchronized dance.
Well, if Bean knows about this, clearly he'll buy that.
The whole thing.
Loves the whole Christmas thing.
Drive a Tesla at warp speed?
I've done that.
This is one of those, you just have to say ludicrous speed.
Spaceballs reference.
Yes, nice. Exactly. Yeah. And then push and hold the drive button for 5 seconds. Hmm. And then the screen turns into that. It looks like
you're going. Yeah, you're warping. Yeah, it warps. That's weird.
Santa, there's one for Santa. You have to go to the voice commands and say, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
And then a graphic of Santa on his sleigh replaces the Tesla.
Hmm. That's weird.
You can turn the screen into a doodling dashboard.
Oh, cool. Yeah. A little graffiti in there.
Hmm. And here's the headline that I found extremely interesting. This came out of Gizmodo.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla owners. It's an actual headline. Tesla owners say, quote, open butthole and get a little surprise.
Oh, please tell me you're listening in a Tesla right now, because
open butthole.
What's the surprise?
There's a video of that guy saying that. And then just, it's like the
cigarette lighter thing?
Yeah, it just kind of pops
out. Yes. Oh, please tell me you're in a car right now.
Open butthole.
And that happened just
and
now.
Then when you're done, you can say close butthole. And then it closes.
I wish it always worked that well, that easily. Come in handy.
This is a great Easter egg.
Yeah.
So if somebody's driving in a Tesla right now, turn up your radio a little bit.
Yep.
And open butthole.
Open butthole.
Now enjoy your lighter. When you're done with it, close butthole.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, sister.
Pretty much wraps it up for us. If you would go to YouTube and check out my podcast with Mike Catherwood, Great News with Kevin and Mike.
What are some of the recent subjects that have been
I would
up?
Appreciate it. Wow.
Hold on, let me put you on the spot.
Well, we did 4 shows today, so.
Oh, wow, dang.
It's kind of hard to think of it.
So you can find Great News at on YouTube.
Yes.
And you can find me at home petting a kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1962 when the Beatles began that insane run at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany. They performed 3 to 4 hours every single night for 48 days, taking one day off. And that brought them in at 172 hours worth of performance. It was on this day in rock in 1971 when the Rolling Stones released the single Brown Sugar from Sticky Fingers, which of course was the album that introduced the Lips logo. David Bowie released his 6th studio album, A Lad Insane, on this day in rock in 1973, which included the single The Gene Genie.